Let's start the story where abandon meets faith. Aight, so boom, check it. I'm named after a homegirl in the Bible who couldn't have kids. Her man Abraham was all like, yo, Sarai, God promised me I would be the father of nations. Sarai was all like, nah, B, you must be bugging. You know I can't have no babies. Our pastor says faith is believing in something you can't really see. According to mommy, we should never put our faith in men. Mommy was pregnant with me when Papi bounced for some new chick and told mommy to have an abortion. Abraham got himself a new chick too. Got her pregnant and all that. I guess mommy identified with Sarai's fear and doubt, and so I was born out of mommy's faith and hope. Mommy. Mommy is a round woman, a square by any other definition. No nonsense, Pentecostal, with no patience for her own children most days. There are three of us in total, Danny, Estrella, and me. I'm the youngest. My sister Estrella said mommy's depressed. File this under shit we don't talk about. Pentecostals, we're just supposed to pray the sadness away. Fuera, the pastor demands on prayer night. Fuera, I imagine sadness is a bad singer being kicked off the show by El Chacal on Sábado Gigante. Apparently, Jesus and Don Francisco can save anything. Once during church testimonial, mommy gave Jesus mad credit for saving her from papi's fists. Amen. Aleluya. Now papi lives in the Bronx with his new wife. Estrella uses the payphone to collect call him all the time. She says papi is also Christian now, and that God forgave him for beating on mommy, and so we should too. But mommy's eyes never close right during prayer service, and I wonder what kind of God you have to be to receive praise from the hands responsible for that. How we got our names. Estrella. Estrella was named after another woman papi was cheating on mommy with. Nobody says that out loud, though. But I can tell by the way my sister's name jumps off of mommy's tongue like one of those side chicks on the Ricky Lake show. On my father's tongue, Estrella matters. Her name is a slow dance in Brooklyn. Her name is a bullet that didn't kill nobody. Her name is the beeper alert that gets a callback. Estrella is 3 years older than me. She is 16, but her body is not. She got that, it's not my fault, I thought you were older kind of body. She is the kind of beautiful that DK puts men in danger or that makes men want to be dangerous. The kind of beautiful mommy always wanted to be. When we walk down Knickerbocker Avenue, the men hiss like they are deflating at the sight of us. They call mommy suegra. Mommy can't stand it. Qué ridículo, she says. She ain't old enough to be nobody's mother-in-law. She shifts her body in front of Estrella's to protect her, or maybe so she can be seen first. Papi. Estrella races to the window and pulls back the curtain, which is really just a fuzzy blanket with a lion print that mommy ordered from Finger Hut, a magazine that lets mommy own nice things and pay for them slowly. Papi parks outside and makes his station wagon cry until it guilts mommy into letting us go downstairs. I examine my father until he is human again. When he hugs me, I want no parts of his hands. I become mommy the last time he hit her. Leave me alone. Don't touch me. Estrella laughs at my fear and tells Papi mommy is brainwashing me into hating him. Papi says he hopes I'm not becoming an angry bitch like mommy. Men don't like angry bitches. Men leave angry bitches. All mommy was ever good for was kicking him out. He can't remember the last time her mouth made a home for him. That's why he left and didn't come around for a few years. Now Papi comes by every weekend and gives us $5 to split. Estrella and me argue over how to spend it. $5 can buy us mad chips, quarter juices, now and laters, devil dogs, or we can use it to share one ham and cheese hero and a 2-liter. When I look up at the window, you can't see mommy peeking, but the lion's mouth is open and roaring for me to come upstairs.